What's the name of our show? Okay. Welcome to Spinsters, a podcast where we want to be like Pharrell. We do it all. We're the creators. I'm Jordan Liggins, and today we have a very, very special guest, a GOAT, a Louisville legend, an Atlanta Dream legend, and now a Las Vegas Aces legend, Angel McCautry. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist, five-time All-Star. She's just the best. And we chatted up about basketball and about a bunch of other things. So here's Angel.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit funnablesnacks.com to shop now.
Well, first, just how are you doing?
Doing good. You know, I just came from practice, so we're just excited and ready for the playoffs.
Nice. How's rehab going? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. Like today I was on the court shooting, and I was like, I'm starting to feel like my old self again. Mm-hmm. You know, starting to feel like a human being again.
Yeah, I saw that post. I was going to say, you said starting to feel human again, which I love that.
Yeah, because, you know, you go through these phases and you just don't feel like yourself. You're in pain. Mm-hmm. You just like, you have these things that go through your head. Like, am I ever going to be the same? Mm. So you go through those things. So it's good to feel good again, you know?
That's so good. Well, I have been a super fan of yours forever. And I've just been cheering you on throughout your career and throughout this process. But one thing I love about you, besides everything that you've done on the court, you're amazing. But you've also been so adamant about having things off the court
right.
that you love and that you're passionate about. You've had an ice cream shop. You're in management. You have a Corvette that you are so in love with.
I love it.
Yes. And I wanted to talk to you about your music career because a lot of people don't know. That Angel McCautry is an artiste and a musician.
Yes. So about that, right? So when people hear I do music, they're like, you're a singer. And I'm like, I don't sing. I'm a creator. You know, you have a lot of people.
Set it straight. Yes.
Yeah. Like you have a lot. Like I use Pharrell for an example. Pharrell can't sing, but he creates music that people love and sounds good. So, you know, when I do music, it's fun for me. It's therapeutic. When I do it, I never did it to like, really promote it or be very popular with it. I just put it out and if people like it, they like it. So actually I have a producer friend in Atlanta. His name is Divine Stevens and he helped develop Akon and Lady Gaga. He's like, are you serious about this music thing? I was like, I really like it. He's like, all right, if you're serious about this, let me help you really get it out and really do it the way. I'm like, I'm down, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, you're going to sell hope. He's like, you know, you're not going to be out here rapping or singing about stuff that just doesn't matter. He's like, you're going to sell hope to people, you know? So I was like, I can do that. So,
yes.
So I have an EP coming out like next spring. So it's going to be more developed and so I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because your last single, what was it? Never Let Go?
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it. I had it on repeat because it's like Afrobeat. Like you have to move your body.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a feel good song. Yeah. It feels good. Like it makes you feel like you want to go to the island and relax.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, was there inspiration behind that? Where did you come up with that while you were on an island? Probably because you're a world traveler.
You know what? I went to Africa and I was like, I love their music. I was like, oh my God, I'm in love.
Yes.
And after coming back, I was like, I got to do an Afrobeat something. And then sent it to one of my friends, RL from Next. I don't know if you know the artist RL. Like Next is a big group. They sing Wifey and Butter Love and all that. He's like, oh, I'm jumping on this. I'm like, for real? And he just did it. And it was, he made it even more better. So it was really cool to do that kind of beat.
That, I mean, I loved it. If you guys haven't heard it yet, make sure to put it on repeat right now. And can I be in your music video for something?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
let's
great.
Do it. I'll Thank hit you God. Up as soon as we're ready to start doing that. Yep.
I really have this like side dream of like, I just want to be not a video girl, but you know, I want to be in a music video. That's like a bucket list.
Yeah, being a music video, having fun, chilling, and the party vibes, just having a good time. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we have this on record, so you can't go it's back.
It's on record. We got it. Yes.
But so you're, you know, that is one of your passions, but since you are a musician, you have to rank now what NBA players are, you know, have the best music. We have Victor Oladipo, we have Dame, we have what, Mikal Bridges, the diss track by Bagley. So who's your favorite NBA or WNBA? Maybe there's a WNBA player that I don't know of that is a musician.
Not many WNBA players. I haven't seen have done really music without the name of an NBA player. I would say Shaq.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know that I used to do music. Kobe even had a single out. Do you remember Kobe's single?
Yes, it was so good. It was bad but good.
It was bad but good. Shaq is like the ultimate guy. He's Big Diesel. He DJs. He's at all the big festivals. He raps. If you guys got to go back and listen to his album. That's before y'all time, so y'all don't know about it.
You know, it is a little before my time. I'm not going to lie. But I know Shaq the DJ. And you said, forget all these youngsters. I got to go OG. I respect it.
I went OG with it. I mean, what doesn't Shaq do, right? Like,
seriously.
He's in every commercial. Like, what doesn't he do?
He sells ink. Like, sometimes you're just like, he has a partnership with ink for your printer.
Is he really? See, yes. I didn't even know that one. Like, come on, Shaq, you're doing ink now. Like, I love it, though. Like, it's unlimited. He's showing that, you know, because, like, when I first did music, people were like, oh, stay in your lane. You're a basketball player. And it's like, no, life is to be enjoyed. Life is to switch lanes and do different things. So he's shown that you don't have to stay in one lane. You can do as much as you want to do. Why not? Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
And I think that's what, you know, your career and everything that you've done has really shown that, just like I said. And why do you think it's so vital to have extracurriculars? Like, ball can still be life, but you still need hobbies, right?
Yeah, I think like I tell the kids to find your passion in life and stick to it. Because I tell them, you know, most millionaires are just really, really good at one thing, right? So once you perfect that one thing, then you start branching off and, okay, I'll do this. I'll check this out. Like, you look at Will Smith, Ice Cube, they started off as rappers. They perfected it. Now they're doing this and doing that. And they're actors, really good actors. You know, they write. And so you can perfect that one thing and then start branching off into other things that you love.
I am always in support of a hobby. I think
yes.
you can be, you know, like the phrase of like the master of none. Like you are doing multiple things, but you can master some, you can master one, but having a hobby, having things that you're passionate about, why should it only be one thing? So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I want Angel Cotri's ice cream while listening to her new single and her EP, while watching her TV show, while wearing her jersey, like all of it.
I love it. That's so cool. That's awesome.
But, you know, on the court, you do handle business. And one thing I want to talk about, which is recently being named one of the W's greatest and most influential 25 players. Where were you when you found out, and what does that feel like to be on that list?
Where was I when I found out? But I know when I got the call from Kathy, our president, I was like, oh, Lord, what is Kathy calling me? I'm like, am I in trouble? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, is something with COVID rules? You just don't know these days. You're so like, you got PTSD from COVID. Because you're supposed to stay put and do this. So I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? So when she called me, she told me, I was like, no way. And it felt so good because, you know, these past couple of years have been so challenging for me through injury and not really having the stability to play multiple seasons like I wanted to. but it shows that what I've done in my early in my career up until now has paid off, and people have recognized that. And because I've given my all, like I'm a player that I never take a day off, like even if I'm not even feeling good or feeling well. I come from the old school kind of game, like you play through it. If you're sore, you're hurt, you play through it. You know, the kids now, they low manage.
Yeah.
You know, I never load manage. That's probably why the knees were out. Honestly, that's probably why they were tearing up the way they were, because I literally played overseas 10 years with no break. And the only reason I stopped was because I got hurt. And I'm that type of player. I don't take a play off. I'm going hard every second. And you're talking about a player who didn't just play like 20 minutes. I was playing 30 plus minutes my whole career. So
every game.
These knees got miles on them, baby. But you know, I still got some more left in the tank. And now that I've repaired, I got two new ligaments that are like, I'm 20 again. So
brand new
ligaments. Thank God for technology. Now we can kind of get rolling again and I can finish out strong.
That's so exciting. I mean, the names on that list are legendary. Like, what does it feel like to just be amongst those big names?
Just to be like, that goes down in history. I can go back to my grandchildren like, oh, you don't believe grandma was good? Okay, look at this. You know, you see me with Lisa Leslie and Candace Parker. It's super, like, the list goes on. Like, it's so many. And then you got to think there's so many more names that didn't get in. Look at DeWanna Bonner.
I know.
Look at, you know, Rebecca Brunson.
Yes. That's my number one person. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many names that should be on the list. And it's just like, you know, not to say that they're still not goats. They're goats anyway, whether it's a list or not. But it just goes to show you, like, it's an honor. It's really an honor. It's humbling. And I definitely won't take that for granted.
That's so amazing. And yeah, thinking about all the people that were like that are left off, that's just how it is with the W, right? Like, there's only so many spots. Everybody's great. And I honestly think it's the toughest league to make. What do you think about that?
But you know what? I don't think that that should hold back anyone else who's great who just didn't make the list. They're still great. You know, I don't think we should put it in a box, if that makes sense. Because really, do we put the NBA in the box? They're just all great.
No.
People love LeBron. Yeah. People love Steph. Like, people love my coach, Bill. People, the guys, they're just great in their own way. You just have decades upon decades of just guys who are just great and come in again that are great. And they change the game their own way. And they're still GOATs forever. And we can do the same thing in our league. We don't have to put it in the box. We still have greats. DeWanna's always going to be a GOAT. Rebecca and many more who are not on the list. And you got these young players coming up like Asia Wilson, Liz Cambage. I mean, that's still going to be GOATs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I say we do it like the men and just continue to just appreciate all the GOATs that come in every decade, you know?
And thinking about the league, you mentioned like Asia, Liz, who are your teammates, which is still like, this is a super team. I love the Aces and everything that you guys are doing. The next 25 years in the W, like thinking forward for that list, what do you think what type of players are going to be in that list? And if there is going to be a difference between the first 25 and the second 25?
Well, hopefully by that point, like I said, we won't have to keep putting it in a box where it's like, I think this is the first 25 because the league is so young.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once, as years go on, like the NBA, it just will be like, these are just the GOATs.
Yeah.
You know, because can you really say, oh, you know, this is the top 25 most influential NBA players? No, there's too many. There's just too many. You can't just put in the box like that. So I think it'll get to that same point in the WNBA. Of course, we have, you know, the NBA, they have the ultimate GOATs. Like, you have Michael Jordan, you compare Kobe. We get that. But, like, we just don't say, okay, this is just the top. No, there's just too many. I love Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You love this one. You love that one. And they're all GOATs. So I think hopefully, you know, we won't have to put in a box. And it was just, like, decade after decade just produce amazing women. And I always say, like, women's basketball is like evolution. I said this 10 years ago. Like, I wish somebody can grab the old footage of me saying this.
We can dig it up. Said, we can dig it up.
Dig it up. Because 10 years ago, I told media, I said, women's basketball is like evolution. I said, 10 years from now, you're going to see more women dunking. You're going to see more women doing things that you've never seen. And what? And this, I predicted the future. It's really, you are seeing more women dunking. You're seeing more women do things. Yeah. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah, that's what's really happening right now. So.
And the future is so bright. Like we just saw this young Dallas team make the playoffs, the youngest team mm-hmm. in the league. And you look at them and you're like, the league better get ready. Like, these are some scores. These are some ballers. You look at the high school kids, the kids coming up in college. Like, the next 25 is bright. They're the next group.
Because you got me, Candace Parker, Sue and Diana, Dawana, Sylvia Files. Like, we're all on our way out. Think about that core group that's, like, on their way out.
I don't even want to think about it.
Right. So you got these next GOATs that are ready and hungry. Mm-hmm. To fulfill, you know, what we've given for so long. So yeah, the future is bright for Dallas. The future is bright for Vegas. The future is bright, you know, for those young teams, for New York.
Yeah,
that are hungry. I mean, New York had the game. You could just tell it was just an experience. That's how they lost the game. So, you know, they're going to be ready in the years to come.
Which is like, I mean, just as a basketball fan in general, that just gets me super excited. Like, I love when I see, you know, on Slam High School, the mixtape starting young, and you're like, yes, everyone start getting excited about women's basketball. This is it. This is the future.
This is it. That's literally. And I always say, like, people say that, like, you know, what is we 25 years in the NBA? We're farther along than the NBA was at its 25th year, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're in a good place.
Nobody gives us that credit.
Yeah. They don't know. They don't know.
Right? Like, we know. Have to educate everybody of, like, hey, we're doing great here. Thank you.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
But also, it has been a joy to watch you in the ESPN studio as, like, a budding analyst. How did that come about? And is that something that you want to continue to pursue?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed it. It's funny because, you know, you can play in front of 10,000 fans, but I get in the room with two other people and I'm dead nervous. My heart is pounding on my chest. I'm like, what is this? I play in front of fans. And they're like, this is just a totally, it's just different. And I was very nervous. I was nervous to mess up. It's like, I can mess up on the court, not care, be okay with it. But here it was different. But I really enjoyed the experience. It's definitely something I'm going to do more after the playoffs and try to do more of that. I got to meet Maria Taylor the other day at Louisville Live.
And yes, I saw that.
Yeah, she's amazing. And I got to get some of her advice on it. She's like, I did great. So if Maria Taylor said I did great,
there,
that's all I need.
That's a stamp of approval.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, you did do great. And it was so cool to see you in a different light, but also have basketball be the center. Like, you know how to talk basketball. You know it. This is a game that you love. So it was cool to see that shine through.
Yeah, that was cool. Really great experience. And great cast they have out there. You know, Monica McNutt.
Oh, she's really so good.
Great. They're just so good. They make you comfortable. So really, really great cast that ESPN has.
Oh, that was, and they gave you your flowers. I love that surprise. Gotta give me your flowers now.
I had to hold my tears back. I had to hold them back.
You're like, this is live. Can I cry on live TV?
I was not expecting this. I'm going to put this in my pocket and I'll take it out later.
Yeah, cry later. Yeah. You mentioned Maria Taylor and you talked about Shaq, but are there any other like players after, you know, their career is over, has really stood out to you in the commentating space that you kind of look up to?
In the commentating space, I think Renee's done well. She's done very well.
So good. Yes.
She's done very well. Who else could I say? Oh, Candace Parker. I mean, the OG
of it. The goat of all things.
I mean, she just took it to another level. You know?
she's so really good.
Candace is the one that's really, really doing it really well. Mm-hmm. Really well. And I really can't wait to see what more she does. You know, she has a shoe coming out soon with Adidas. And I'm really excited for what Candace is going to do next.
It's been so fun to watch her. I mean, even during the playoff game, did you see that Adidas commercial? Your Adidas fam of her, you know, Ace line coming out. That was awesome. Like, yes.
Amazing. Amazing. Like, Candace is just the girl. She's been the girl for so long, since what, middle school, high school? I mean, it only makes sense for her to have a shoe. And she's been with Adidas for so long, and for everybody to give her her flowers, you know, she's done it all.
I love that. Well, I am a size 8 in women. So if you get one, just make sure to
Candace Parker's aces.
some ace ones.
Well, it makes sense. I'll get some aces because I play for the Aces. Gotcha.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you some.
Oh, that is perfect. So talking about the Aces, you guys are in the playoffs. I know it's a different feeling for you to be watching from the sideline, because Angel McCautry in the playoffs is a different beast. And that's what we know.
That's what's killing me right now, that I have to sit here and watch. That's because I know, like I have a different beast, literally. Like, it's something that I can't even control. It's literally a different beast that comes out, that sometimes I shock my own self. But I love those moments, man. Like, I crave it and I miss it. And it's like, that's the hardest part about right now, because these are the moments I love and I got to sit and watch for a little bit longer. But, you know, it's all good. I just got to keep watching and learning.
And it's, you know, building you for next year. Like, season, we know that you guys are going to be back in the playoffs, and it's going to be Angel McCautry time and chasing another ring, because that's what us as fans love to see. So I know you love to play it.
Hey, I'm trying to get as many as Sue Bird, so why not?
I feel like for the Aces, and when it is, you know, waiting for the single elimination games to kind of play out, you are trying to work on yourself and you're trying to make sure that you're best prepared. Is there something that you guys are looking as a team, like, okay, last year was last year, this year is a whole different season? The regular season versus the playoffs is a totally different season. Is there anything that is really a core belief that you guys are trying to push forward?
I think you know, you keep your core values and beliefs from the beginning of the season. You know, you work toward one common goal. You want to get better. You want to find your identity as a team. So I think the common beliefs don't change no matter, like, you know, no matter what happens. You know, we want to win and we want to get to the finals again. We remember last year. So I think our core values haven't changed. I think now it's just getting all the pieces to the puzzle together, because we have new players. Mm-hmm. And really just, you know, learning how to battle with each other.
Yeah. You
know? Knowing that, you know, everybody has each other's backs, and, you know, it's time for a war.
Which is, that's the
literally
best part.
A war. It's a war. It's war. Because it's not easy. It's really not easy.
And how are you taking on kind of a coaching role? You know, there are a lot of young players that haven't been in the playoffs before. This is only their second time. What advice are you giving to some of those players?
Yeah, I just try to let them know that it's very physical. It's a very physical game in the playoffs. Be ready mentally, physically can be whining and crying about getting hit. And who wants it more? You know, who wants it more? Yeah. Like, you will, you got to learn how to really will your team to win. Like, you don't take no for an answer. You don't let your team lose. That kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's hard to not be like, well, let me show you.
Yeah, yeah.
Step aside.
Right. But I think they're buying in. I think they get it, you know. Yeah.
And they want it. I know this, just watching the Aces all season long, watching Asia be Asia. Like, she wants it. And it's been really cool, again, as a fan, to watch you guys rally together as a team, have each other's back, like you said. And now it's putting on your armor, putting on your, you know, everything, getting ready for war.
Yeah, that's what it's just about, you know. Anybody who's won a championship has probably said the same thing. It's not easy. It's time to fight. And you got to have everybody from the starters to the bench. Like, even though I'm not playing, I make sure I exhaust myself to the point where I feel like I played every game, where I'm screaming and hollering and I'm jumping up and down. Like, literally after games, I feel like I played, because I'm giving so much of my energy to the team to just will them, to help them, cheer them on as much as I can. I'm cheering my ass off, you know? So that's what I try to give, because it hurts that, you know, you can't really play and help them, but
yeah,
you try to give as much as you can, yeah.
And just your presence, I'm sure. Just having you there, having you around the team, I'm sure that feels like you're on the court with them.
Yeah, kind of.
You're like,
it ain't the real thing, but I do enjoy being around the team and really helping them as much as I can.
Okay, one more question for you. So you posted on Instagram that someone accidentally texted you "good morning, baby" with the kiss face, and you got really excited because you thought it was for you, but then they had the wrong number. Did you end up connecting with them? I feel like this is a lifetime storyline where they texted the wrong number, but then you connected with them and it grew into something bigger. Did that happen?
Left it alone after they said it was the wrong number, because it wasn't meant for me. It was for somebody else. So I'm not going to come in between what's going on with somebody else. I just said, I just responded. I was like, dang, I just responded. And that was the end of that. You know? So, hey, it is what it is.
Hey. It is what it is, but that was really funny. Thank you for sharing that glance.
Yeah, I had to crack up myself. Yeah, it was funny. It's very funny. That's why I shared it, because I'm usually not the type of person that shares text messages or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so funny. I was like, I got to share this. This is hilarious.
Well, I love all the things that you share, just going on in your life and, you know, off the court, on the court. It is a joy to follow you and root for you. So I'm still rooting for you. Good luck with your rehab. Thank you so much,
Jordan, for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on Spinsters. Oh, and my co-host Haley, who's not here, is from Louisville.
What?
Is a Louisville diehard fan, so she would have been so mad at me if I didn't shout her out and say how much she loves you. So
you gotta tell us to hello, and we gotta do this again so I can meet her.
Yes,
because you know she's representing the Ville.
Die hard fan of yours because of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. We'll do it again soon.
Yes. Oh, and I'm gonna be in your music video. Don't forget.
Yes.
Just a reminder.
Yes. All right, guys.
Perfect. Cool.
Spinsters is hosted by me, Haley O'Shaughnessy, and Jordan Liggins. This episode was produced by Jordan, Isabel Jocelyn, Harry Krinsky, and Alex Ward. Our production coordinator is Devin Shepard, and our executive producers are Peter Moses, John Yales, and me.
Hi, I'm calling from Miami. Love your show. I just wanted to say that Damian Lillard is a good reminder that good things can happen late. I went back to school at 41, and so he and I are basically the same.